And news now of the end of an era. One of the world's most famous toy stores is closing.
Welcome to our world.
This is the song that greeted visitors for many years at F.A.O. Schwartz in Manhattan. And yes, many of us say F.A.O. Schwartz, but Schwartz is how the company says it. Whatever the pronunciation, it has awed generations of kids as they explored its floors filled with extravagant toys beyond their wildest dreams.
In July, the flagship store will shut its doors. Apparently, the rent was too high. The store's parent company, Toys R Us, says paying for a prime location on Fifth Avenue is just too expensive. F.A.O. Schwartz has been at that address since 1986.
It was the backdrop of a famous scene in the 1988 movie Big. Tom Hanks plays a larger-than-life keyboard by dancing on it.
Chopsticks there. The store was founded by a German-born immigrant, Frederick August Otto, or F.A.O. Schwartz. After arriving in Baltimore in the 1850s, Mr. Schwartz worked for an importer of stationery.
And often, stationery companies in Germany would include toys in their shipments. Schwartz placed those toys in his store window, and they soon outsold the stationery, sparking an idea. By 1870, the Schwartz Toy Bazaar opened, no doubt to the delight of children.
At that time, most manufactured toys came from Europe or Germany, so it really began as a luxury goods merchant where you'd find sort of the most magical toys.
That's Chris Byrne of TimeToPlayMag.com, a website that covers the toy industry. He says that the store's status as New York City's toy box, a major tourist destination, has not been enough to sustain it.
As the toy industry has changed, the several $100 stuffed animals, the elaborate collectible dolls, the $25,000 ride-ons, they really aren't enough to build a business on. And so FAO has ended up trying to compete on price. And I think the final plastic nail in the toy coffin, if you will, was has been the real estate boom in New York. And it's very hard to maintain a store that is largely a museum, if you will, for toys.
Chris Byrne adds that FAO Schwartz is still a valuable brand, and Toys R Us says it plans to open a new flagship store for FAO Schwartz, still in Manhattan, but in a more affordable location.